As city and county officials are moving into budget season, the Public Safety Income Tax Committee is discussing ways to tighten up the budget review and allocation process. The committee discussed developing written agreements between entities receiving allocations, tightening reporting procedures, and developing a more defined criteria for its disbursements. City Controller Jeff Underwood told the committee in its meeting last night the public safety tax brought in more than $7 million in this, its first year.
For 2017, we believe that the distribution, the overall distribution for public safety local income tax will be $7,527,404. Of that amount, the tax council allocated $2,574,507 of what we call above the line. So basically, it came off the top. And that was broken down to $2,182,947 for the public safety dispatch group and $391,560 for the local township fire departments.
As Underhill stated, money was allocated off the top to fund the 911 Emergency Dispatch Center and the Township Fire Departments. The remaining $4.9 million was spread over the City of Bloomington, Monroe County, the Town of Ellettsville, and the Town of Steinsville. The City of Bloomington got the lion's share of $2.4 million. In last night's meeting, the committee began to question what happens if the public safety tax allocations aren't fully spent. Underhill said the city and the county have a written agreement regarding the 911 Emergency Dispatch Center. Any unspent public safety tax money there will go into a capital replacement fund solely for the dispatch center.
The idea being is they have substantial equipment in that center that's very costly, and this will be a way for us to fund its replacement if we don't use those funds.
No written agreements were made, however, with other entities receiving public safety tax proceeds. Concerned about township fire departments, committee member Dorothy Granger asked about townships' unspent tax allocations.
Really, but if townships don't spend the money they were allocated last year, do we get it back to put into this capital replacement fund?
No. As far as I understand, there were no written agreements between the tax council and those townships requiring them to spend the monies on what you all allocated, nor was there any requirement that if they did not spend it for those purposes or did not spend it, that it would be returned. My suggestion would be going forward that should you in future years allocate, and I'm advocating for what the proposal is here, is that there would be written agreements for those people. We have
Committee member Susan Sandberg said the first year of allocating the public safety tax was a bit like, quote, making sausage. Sandberg said developing written agreements with fire departments is just one way in which the committee can refine the process for the 2018 budget year.
And then also, I would like to get from the staff who have been involved in all this to help us with tightening up more criteria for how we fund outside requests, those above-the-line requests, to help us. Because I know in other grant programs that both the county operate and the city operate, we have very strong criteria about we will fund or we at least will prioritize funding for things as opposed to salaries. So I'm hoping that we can get from all of you a clearer set of expectations so that it'll make the job of this body much easier to make these tough decisions. Thank you.
According to committee member Ryan Cobine, lawyers for the city and the county are working on a monthly reporting process for the 911 Emergency Dispatch Center. This will give officials a way to see how the public safety tax money is being spent. City Attorney Michael Rooker said the Dispatch Center's 2018 budget contains two new funding requests.
The 2018 budget includes six new dispatchers, which brings our central dispatch center more in line with national standards in terms of the number of dispatchers that dispatch centers are supposed to have. And also it includes $800,000 in its capital line. It includes $890,000, but $800,000 is for procurement of mobile data terminals for the seven fire departments that are not the city fire department within Monroe County. That includes the Ellettsville Fire Department, the district, the territory, and the four township fire departments.
Jeff Schemmer, Communications Manager for the Emergency Dispatch Center, explained the mobile data terminals will promote communication between dispatch and all area fire departments. The actual price tag, he said, is $1.3 million.
So my main concern is I appreciate everything that we need to do for the dispatch center, but I certainly don't want, because I wanted to be responsible and realistic, I would lose any of the personnel that we had targeted for, because I chose to spread that out over 2 years instead of the first year.
The new funding request quickly drew fire. Sheriff Brad Swain expressed concern that his department would be shorted in the face of the dispatch center's request. Swain said his initial request for 10 additional sheriff's deputies had only been half filled in 2017. Committee member Cheryl Munson said she is taking a critical view of the dispatch center's $800,000 request in the face of other public safety needs within the county departments. Munson said she believed the request for mobile data terminals is premature and needs more scrutiny. She proposed the proposal be postponed for a year until a serious study can be done of the needs of township fire departments. Perry Clear Creek Fire Chief Dustin Dillard said adding personnel is actually his priority, but he's already committed to the dispatches program. Dillard emphasized, though, that an additional fireman makes a big difference when it comes to public safety. The Public Safety Local Income Tax Committee will meet again this Thursday, July 27.